You're listening to Sound Ideas. Punk music as an economic development tool for downtown Bloomington. That's the assertion from the founder and promoter of Midwest Punk Fest. Germ Plu's band, Dirty Rotten Revenge, will be one of the nearly 50 bands from across the Midwest to play this four-day fest in Night Shop in downtown Bloomington beginning tonight. He says those bands have followings who will also descend on the Twin Cities this weekend. Plu joined GLT's John Norton in our studios to talk about the 10th anniversary of Midwest Punk Fest and about his band's new EP, Into Darkness, a reference to one of his favorite Star Trek films.
Yeah, I even named my son Tiberius after James Tiberius Kirk.
So. Okay, all right. Well, let me ask you about the title track itself. Is it autobiographical? Let's play just a little bit of it
okay.
here. Just a little
yeah,
bit.
Sure.
I'll bleep a word or two if I have to.
Yeah,
okay, all right.
It's sort of autobiographical, but just sort of a mix between a bunch of different things. Just the way I felt I've personally treated people. You know, the first LP was a very outwardly angry record, where I was focusing on people who had pissed me off. Whereas a lot of the songs that I'm writing now are very inward and sort of almost self-deprecating.
Here I am again.
Well, your band, Dirty Rotten Revenge, is playing Midwest Punk Fest. It's your fest. You created this. You're the promoter for the fest, and now you're in your 10th year.
Yeah, this is our 10th year. It literally started out the first year as a very, very selfishly me wanting to just bring bands that I like to.
Well, let me ask you about that, because in the past, I mean, you've had it in houses, right? Houses and the Bistro and at your place, Meltdown Creative Works.
Yeah, we've had it in.
Firehouse Pizza.
Firehouse. We've had it at the Castle Theater 2 years.
Oh, okay.
It started out at a bar in East Bloomington called Coconut Louie's. It doesn't exist
anymore. Yeah, I remember that.
So the first 2 years were there, then the Castle Theater for 2 years. And
well, how does Night Shop change the dynamic, if it does at all?
I guess the Firehouse sort of did, but for the most part, we've never really had 100% venue that was all about like punk rock and alternative music and just supporting bands. It's always usually just been about the venue, trying to get what the venue can get. But now it seems like the venue is like, you know, as obviously Chris is one of my best friends, so
I don't want to imply that that's all that plays at Night Shop, because he's bringing a whole bunch of different sounds.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But I think it's just, it's head over heel. It's going to be a head over heels better show than it ever has been, I think. Last year we scrambled to find a venue because we just couldn't work it out with the couple of others we were trying to work it out with. So we were very grateful to the Coppertop Lounge for hosting us. But ideally Night Shop is where we wanted to be.
Does that change how punk bands feel about themselves when they have a venue like Night Shop in town, where formerly they went into houses, now they're playing like a real venue?
Well, I think, not necessarily about themselves, but I think the way they feel about the scene and maybe how positive they feel like things could be, that there's actually going to be a place that cares about what they're putting on and the fans that want to see them. No matter the where it spans in the punk genre, I mean, to hardcore to the most poppy of punk rock. As far as like my preferences, I like all across the board. There's some bands that I like Chris's band Reduced to Instinct. They're on the hardcore end, and I really like them. But then I like super poppy bands in general. I mean, I think that this likens back to me being a fan of 80s and early 90s pop music in general, and so
there's this political side in town that not without justification criticizing the BCPA, criticizing the Coliseum because it's city owned and it's turned into a money pit somewhat. But there are venues that are like the Castle Theater, and we're hopefully Night Shop now, and hopefully Jazz Up Front, venues like these are private businesses that are bringing people into town. How much of an economic driver can something like Punk Fest be to Bloomington Normal?
I know a couple that's coming from Oklahoma. What's great about festivals is you can come and see so many great bands that you like in one place and still not spend a ton of money. And you can spend that money in the downtown area where it's going to be, or you can spend that money getting a hotel room and then eating dinner.
Midwest Punk Fest founder and promoter Jerm Plew speaking with GLT's John Norton. The four-day Midwest Punk Fest 10 opens tonight at Night Shop in downtown Bloomington. Plew's band Dirty Rotten Revenge plays tomorrow night. You're listening to Red City Radio, one of the headliners. I'm Mike McCurdy. Thanks for choosing Sound Ideas on WGLT Normal.